This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Joe Lillard was an early black athlete at the University of Oregon. Joe Lillard was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in 1905, but moved with his family just after to Mason City, Iowa. His father abandoned the family when Joe was a toddler, and his mother died when he was just 9. Lillard and his sister were cared for by relatives for a few years, but by the time Joe was a teenager, the siblings had been sent to a boarding school in Eldora, Iowa. To pay for their residency, Joe was forced to work. His job was tending to the school's boiler. While attending and working at the school, Lillard took an interest in sports. He competed on the team's baseball, basketball, and track teams, but especially excelled at football. As a junior, he transferred to high school back in Mason City, where he made All-State honors at Mason City High in basketball and in football. After graduating high school in 1927, he married and started working as a chauffeur, hoping to still find opportunities in athletics. Joe was able to play for a black barnstorming baseball team and was hired as the guard of the Savoy Big Five, the predecessors of the Harlem Globetrotters. Lillard tried to enroll at the University of Minnesota. Lillard had met UM's football coach, Doc Spears, and hoped to play for him, but Lillard was not accepted by the school. Fortunately, in 1930, Spears became the head football coach at the University of Oregon, and when Lillard applied to UO, he was accepted. Lillard would be paying his tuition with funds he made from his semi-pro baseball earnings. Oregon had black players since 1926, but Lillard's arrival drew huge excitement. He would be the team's quarterback. The Eugene Guard declared Lillard, quote, God's colored gift to Oregon, end quote. Once the season began, Lillard's talent was evident and the praise continued. The student newspaper pointed out that Lillard's accomplishments were extra meaningful given the added pressures of racism. After leading the Ducks to a victory over Oregon State in the first game of the season, the paper wrote, quote, the score wasn't written in digits, rather in the fleet feet and the white heart of Joe Lillard, who, because he was black, was smothered again and again, jumped on, kneed, and knocked out, but who wouldn't leave the game, even after he was deliberately flattened unconscious from an obvious roughing tactic, end quote. Lillard helped the Ducks finish with a 7-2 season and was excited for the next year. However, the conference learned of Lillard's semi-pro baseball career and declared him ineligible for collegiate athletics. Lillard's college football career was over, so he left the school and entered the NFL, playing for the Chicago Cardinals. He was the team's leading offensive player in his first year, but the next season, 1934, was the beginning of the NFL's gentleman's agreement prohibiting blacks from the league. Lillard became the last black player in the NFL until 1946. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.